Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the weekly podcast that's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. With me today, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, everything I talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. The topic of today's subject, the topic today is the women's issue no one talks about, and it's huge. Long-term care is a women's issue. It's a big-time women's issue. If you don't get my newsletter, you should, because yesterday, people got my newsletter, and it's a four-page newsletter, and it's really important. It really is important. And I'm going to be doing I'll give more information on that in a minute, a women's-only workshop in a couple weeks, and I'll give you that information. Let me give you some statistics. You know, Mark Twain once said, there's lies, damn lies, and statistics. And I'm going to give you some statistics, but they're true. Let me just give you some statistics. One in six caregivers provides 40 hours or more of care per week. We're talking about not professional caregivers. We're talking about family members, unpaid caregivers. The percentage of adult children providing care for their parents has more than tripled in the last 15 years. Currently, approximately one out of every four adult children provides care to a parent. Among caregivers who had to change, and remember, most of these are women. Among caregivers who had to change their work schedule or professional situation to accommodate caregiving, one study estimates a median total of $240,000 in lost wages over their lifetime. 70% of caregivers report making work accommodations to provide care. 53% of caregivers report missing out on time with their friends and family. Volunteer caregivers are at risk of losing their Social Security benefits if they've been out of the workplace long enough. Let me read you some more. More than 70% of all nursing home residents in the United States are women. Almost two-thirds of all long-term care recipients are women. Among individuals 75 or older, women are 60% more likely to need some level of care than men. Almost 70% of women 75 or older are widowed, divorced, or never married versus 30% of men. That means 70% of all women over 75 live alone. 48% of women 75 or older are living alone. Over 70% of people in care facilities are female. Women have longer life expectancies than men, tend to outlive their spouses, and generally have less access to retirement savings or pensions. 60% of all unpaid caregivers are women. Estimates indicate that some 20% of all working women in the United States are also family caregivers. Caregiving reduces paid work hours for middle-aged women by about 41%. The average caregiver these are family members. We're not talking about the caregiver you pay for. The average caregiver is a 49-year-old woman. The average caregiver provides 20 hours per week of unpaid care to a parent. Two-thirds of all family members who are providing care to another family member are female. 57% of family member caregivers are still in the workforce despite their long hours of caregiving. 25% of them are also providing financial support to their aging parents. 44% of female, these are family members, non-paid caregivers, 44% of female caregivers report high levels of physical strain or emotional stress. The aggregate value of the informal care that women provide ranges from $148 to $188 billion annually, going up. And so on. Most paid caregivers are women. The point is this, and I need to make this point over and over, and you need to listen to it. Our society at large doesn't seem to realize it, but long-term care is largely, in all caps, a women's issue. and it remains unconscionably expensive for most families, and the need for it often arises suddenly as opposed to gradually. And now I want you to listen and get a piece of paper and a pencil, and then you share this podcast with other people, and you get over to my website, scroll down to my website, and you sign up for my newsletter, and you sign up for my subscription service. On Saturday, August 17th, listen to this now, and Monday, August 19th, Assets and Aging, that's me, will be hosting a series of workshops that are open to women only. They will all be held in my Sacramento office and are limited to 12 attendees per session. There will be two sessions on Saturday, August 17th, one at 10 and one at 11:15, and there will be one session on Monday, August 19th at 6 o'clock p.m. Now, I will also be doing a regular workshop on August the 10th at 10 a.m. That's for men or women, and we'll be talking about a lot of these issues, but that will be for both. But I am doing, for the first time in my 35 years of doing seminars, I am going to be doing three workshops for women only. And the reason why is women bear a special burden when it comes to caregiving. And again, those dates will be up on my website soon, but write them down. Saturday, August 17th at 10 a.m. You need tickets to get in. You can call me or email me on the same website you're listening to this and get tickets. Saturday, August 17th at 10 a.m. Saturday, August 17th at 11:15 a.m. There are two separate workshops you can come to. And then Monday, August 17th at 6 o'clock p.m. I want to fill those workshops up. Women, you need to understand that you're going to be the caregivers. Women, you need to understand that primarily you will be the ones being taken care of as you age. And many of you will do it without it. Most of you will do it without a spouse. Long-term care is a women's issue. It really is, folks. I know we talk about it in terms of both male and female, but at the end of the day, it is really, really a women's issue. And you have a chance to make a difference. So get to one of those three workshops for women only, again, on August 17th at 10 and 11:15 a.m., and on Monday, August the 19th at 6 o'clock p.m. Mothers, bring your daughters with you. Daughters who are taking care of a father, you should be there. It's for women only. Yes, I know, but it's important. Women are primarily the caregivers. Women are primarily the ones being taken care of. Don't miss out on those two workshops. Don't forget my workshop on August the 10th. That will be for men and women. But the three on the 17th and the 19th of August are for women only. You can call me. My number's on my website, right where you're listening to this, 800-999-8007, or you can scroll down and sign up for the workshop on the 17th or on the 19th. Your choice. Don't miss out, and make sure you subscribe to my newsletter. Those of you that get my newsletter, make sure you open it and read it. This is going to be the subject of my radio program for the next couple weeks. It's important. Thanks so much for joining me today on Assets and Aging. Don't forget to go to my Facebook page, Assets and Aging / Facebook. Don't forget to sign up for my subscription, my members-only subscription service, where you have access to all kinds of things. And above all, sign up for my newsletter, and then make sure you read it every week. Listen to my radio shows. Listen to this podcast. Make sure you stay informed. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you here again next week, every Wednesday at noon, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.